You're just seconds away from this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast. In the event of an accident, every second is important. Fortunately, help is on the way thanks to RAC Rescue Helicopters, ready to take flight every hour of every day.
Now, Kerrod, K-Rod, patch in, mate, say hello.
Hello, all.
So, producer Kerrod, we had a bit of a fun morning last Friday morning after we finished the show, didn't we? Hey, it was a bit of a vibe. Just before we left for the weekend, you may have heard Kimber tell us about this thing called the Macca's Challenge.
So what they're doing is they're jumping in the car and they're going to the Macca's drive-through, and then just when they go, "Can I take your order, please?" They're saying, "Yeah, cool. Can we just order whatever the car in front ordered?"
I love it. Bad edit there by me. Kerrod, what were you expecting? We jumped in the car, went downstairs to the basement, we got into the mixed cars, and then headed off, and it was a bit of fun. Because we went up to Jollymont, and I remember us getting to the car park and started looking at the cars that were in the drive-through. Mm. You know, they've got the two lanes in the drive-through as well, so we had to pick one or the other. And I think it was the guy in the Audi. Wasn't it?
It was the guy in the... It was like a gunmetal grey Audi.
Right. Okay. And we picked our certain, you know, what do we think is going to be in there. You had the honour of actually ordering.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, I was just wondering if I could order what the person before me just ordered.
Yeah, let me just double check.
That poor thing, she sounded like she'd copped a few of those that morning.
Yeah. She'd had a rough day.
So, you know how there's like three windows now? So, we got to the first window and paid, and good on you, because these days they have the screen. So, like, all of the stuff pops up there on the screen, you can see it. But good on you for keeping your eyes forward, mate, and somehow paying with your card and, you know, not seeing what was there, so you didn't spoil the surprise.
I actually did cover my face with my hand, so yeah. I couldn't see the TV screen, because I wanted it to be a pure surprise when we opened up the bag.
And amazingly enough, you did that the entire way through the drive-thru as well. I don't know how you didn't hit anything. We got to the second window, and the thing that they said to us instantly as they handed the bag through the window of the goodies that we had no idea what was in there was that, oh, you'll have to make your way to the final window as well. So, of course, we know.
There's a coffee!
So whatever went with this? Well,
it was a flat white? Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much.
And you can understand why, like, they were having a bit of a morning, right? Because we got to the final window and they were like, which one's yours? And we're like, we don't know.
Quite confusing, wasn't it? And there was a bit of like, you know, we're all excited because we're trying to figure out what we're going to get. And
yeah.
The mixed car was filled with excitement and anticipation.
Certainly, there really was. So, you know, we had the bag. We got a coffee. The coffee turned out to be a flat white, regular milk, no sugar. And then we sort of went around the grounds, you know, what do we think we're going to get? Now, it was breakfast on a Friday morning. I was going all day breakfast. I'm thinking like a cheeseburger, maybe some fries in there. Guys had a big night before. I think you went the bacon and egg McMuffin, didn't you? You're thinking that?
Yes, I sure did.
Yeah, Kimber was like, yeah, probably a bacon and egg McMuffin. And of course, there's three of us in there, so we were hoping for something special.
A bacon and egg McMuffin.
Three hash browns.
One per person. Happy days.
Mate, I'm getting goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps. You getting goosebumps right now?
I'm actually tearing up.
Are you tearing up?
Yeah,
I was emotional. It was really emotional. So it's called the Macca's Challenge. If you want to check it out, we popped it up on the Mix Facebook page as well. You can have a look. Go back a couple of days worth of posts and see it there.
Footy is Barra's game. Insurance is RAC's. RAC Insurance. For the better.
Sport can be good on a Saturday. It can be great on a Sunday. But it's bloody awesome on a Barramundi.
Yes, so we welcome Adrian Barish. We'll talk a little bit of sport, a bit of footy, get stuck into the Wildcats before the end of it. But we start with the fact that West Coast just, they have some problems.
This is what they're confronted with right now, and what Adam Simpson's great challenge is Liam Ryan goes back, he has a look, and he didn't go hard enough at the ball. Let's just leave it at that. And he's not. I don't think he's scared in any way, so don't think I'm
he
having
would normally take that.
No, if you're playing and your head's in the manner or mindset is where it needs to be, he takes that mark.
That audio from Fox Footy. Is that where we are, Barra, with the West Coast Eagles, mate? Good morning to you.
Oh, morning, Pete. Yeah, I think that was a little bit harsh by Gary Lane to pull out that bit of play. You know, that I wouldn't say Liam Ryan is one of those soft sort of players. He might have misjudged that one, but certainly the team's not going well, and I really didn't really want to talk about it too much. But I think on Friday night at Optus against the Tigers, mate, they're a club, a proud club with great character. I reckon they'll lift. I reckon they'll do really, really well against the Tigers, much better. I don't know if they'll win, but they'll certainly be up and about, and the effort will be there, Eagles fans.
Now, Barra, just quickly, a couple of things. Does Gaffy come back? Will we see Dusty return for the Tigers? And who are out? Who are the two new COVID protocol players for the West Coast Eagles?
Yeah, well, Gaffy will definitely play, and so will Jeremy McGovern. So they're a couple of huge ins. Not sure about Dusty yet, whether he'll make the trip or wait for a game in Melbourne. And I don't think the guys, the players that have got the COVID, I don't think they're stars. So there is some more COVID in the club. I know there's a couple of officials that are struggling with it, and they're just wondering if they've passed it on. So we'll just wait, keep our powder dry there. But, mate, what about that bloke who was at the Dockers game with his Eagles jumper on and he was cheering on Sonny Walters?
Oh, like, mate. Extraordinary scenes. So here's Nate, we'll move on to the Freo game from Saturday night, the Len Hall tribute match. Extraordinary event. But yes, the big story is the bloke who was papped in the crowd. His name is Jackson Ross. This audio from 7 News last night.
That was an incredible goal, and just the passion was flying.
And today the club came knocking with a signed jersey.
Purple suits you now.
Oh, look, if it makes my eyes pop, it's a good thing, I guess.
What a legend. Legend.
What a traitor. Oh, my God. He was wearing the Eagles jumper, going bananas. But he did say that in the Derby, he'd still support West Coast.
Yeah.
But that's where you're at, mate. You're going that well, the Dockers, that, I mean, everybody is on board. And second on the ladder, big test at Geelong this weekend. Not a happy hunting ground for you guys. You only won 3 times there out of 18 occasions. Haven't travelled since 2018. But I reckon, I tell you what, Pete, if you beat Geelong down there, next Monday, I will declare you true premiership contenders.
You reckon, Barra? Oh, do we dare to dream? Oh, my goodness. We will see.
A little bit off.
Hey, can I just say one thing? Because Saturday night was obviously the Len Hall tribute match. We saw Arthur Leggett, OAMEM. He stood, he delivered the ode. It was an extraordinary match. It's the best match of the year for the Fremantle Dockers, the Anzac round match on the Saturday night. But I just want to say well done to the crowd there, who gave it reverence and deference. And you could hear a pin drop during the silence as well. So it was extraordinary. Now,
mate, can I add my... Arthur Leggett, 103-year-old World War II veteran from Mount Lawley. He's probably listening. Arthur, you, my friend, are a legend. Yeah. No notes, no nerves. I heard you speaking to him earlier. That was sensational, that guy.
Amazing. Now, Barra, before we let you go, mate, the Wildcats, do we cut them a bit of slack for not making the finals for the first time in 36-odd years?
Yes, we do. There's a lot of reasons for it. They will bounce back next year. They'll miss the playoffs for the first time in 35 years. Last time that happened, Bob Hawke was Prime Minister, Burkey was Premier, and Neighbours was making its debut on TV. And the Eagles, we weren't even invented.
Jeez.
We hadn't even started. That's how long ago it's been since they missed the final. So they'll bounce back. Great club.
There you go. Great to catch up with you, mate. We'll catch you on the news.
Stay excited, great man. It's a big year for the Dockers.
Huge year. Adrian Barrett on Mix 94.5. Belter of a story over the weekend. The long weekend, I had my cousin and his wife pop over, and we got on to talking about dreams. And for most people listening to this right now, you listening to this right now, we know that dreams, just random things happen in dreams. I don't know about you guys, but I tend to get dreams after I've had a lot of meat. So if I eat a lot of meat, like a big barbecue dinner or something like that, I get the weird, weird, weird dreams. But none weirder than this. My cousin was telling me a story about the fact that he had a dream. He's having some weird ones lately. His wife's pregnant. I don't know if there's some stress or anything going on there. But he was saying last week he woke up in a sweat because he dreamt that he was in court and he was being sued. And he was being sued by his wife, and they called a witness to the stand, and it was Lizzo. I do my hair tall, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? That nuts or what?
That's awesome.
So celebrities do pop up in people's dreams from time to time. I've had Robert Downey Jr. on occasion, and I like multiple different types of Robert Downey Jr. I've had the Iron Man. I've had the, you know, before he had a bit of a meltdown sort of in his mid-period of great acting there. I've had plenty of Robert Downey Jr. The weirdest one that I've had is I just found him in my kitchen late one night and he was making pancakes. So it was Robert Downey Jr. just making pancakes in my kitchen. Tim, you've had one this morning you were telling me about.
I had one a while ago and I still remember it vividly. It was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, all of them were playing in my lounge room, doing a gig in my lounge room. And all of my friends from high school and that were there and my mum was there. And you know how the Chili's have got some like some raunchy lyrics and a lot of swear words and F-bombs?
Yeah.
In the dream, my mum was singing along to all of the lyrics and dropping all the F-bombs and everything. Well, I remember it vividly.
So your mum's there, your friends are there, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are there. Yep. Are you a fan? Was there something going on? Were you going to see them? What was...
I was a fan back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We want to hear who was in your dream and why. Okay, I want to hear about your celebrities that have appeared in your dream. I don't care what it's for. I don't care if you want to remain anonymous because it got a little bit weird or a little bit raunchy. Or, I mean, the weirder the better, personally. Cheyenne in Jarrahdale, which celeb was in your dream and why?
Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future.
Oh, so, okay. So, because this is the thing. There's so many iterations of Michael J. Fox that it could be. Back to the Future is a good one. Do you know if it was Back to the Future 1, 2, or 3?
It was kind of all of them because I was a massive fangirl when I was little. Okay. So I was only about 11 or 12 when I had the dream, but I remember it so vividly.
What was he doing?
He basically, like, I got a phone call and it was him and he was like, hey, like, I heard that you're just like, I'm your favorite person ever. So I'm going to fly and I'm going to meet you and I'm going to like take you out for dinner. And I was like, oh my God. And there was like so much anticipation building up to the dream of this moment. And then like he arrived. And he was about to speak, and then I woke up, and I was like, "No!"
Cheyenne, it always happens like that, doesn't it? Like the most amazing part is just about to happen. That is always when you wake up.
I know. I could feel, you know, like in your dreams where you obviously like you're having an experience, and I could feel the butterflies of how intensely excited I was in the dream. And I went to speak, and I woke up, and I was like. So distressed because you can't go back to sleep and continue from that chapter.
No, you can't. You're so right. Oh, that's an absolute ripper. Thank you, Cheyenne. We've got Justine in Ellenbrook. Good morning. Who was in your dream?
Jimmy Barnes was in my dream. Barnes-y. I was obsessed with Cold Chisel and Jimmy Barnes.
Now, what was he doing?
He was really sick and I really loved him. So I was giving up my heart because he needed a new heart. So he could still live and carry on performing. And I actually did tell him the story. I met him years later and I told him and he thought it was quite funny.
Oh, my God. Giving him your heart, Justine. I mean, that's a metaphor if ever I've heard one. If you love Jimmy Barnes that much, that's like your dream state telling you that's how much you love him, that you've given him your heart.
Oh, truly.
All right. Thank you, Justine. Bevin Hilbert, good morning. Tell us about the celeb that was in your dream.
Good morning, Pete. Well, I'm a huge Foo Fighter fan.
Nice.
And it was probably, about a month ago. And I normally dream about Dave because he's my kind of hall pass. But instead, I dreamt of Taylor Hawkins. And then, of course, the very next morning... I found out that he had died. So
no.
It was it was like, and even when I woke up, I thought, why did I dream about Taylor? It's normally Dave, you know.
Oh, Beth.
Yeah, so it was, devastating.
Wow.
And really. Yeah.
The night before he passed away.
Yeah.
So this is for people listening that aren't familiar. He's the drummer, unfortunately no longer with us, which absolutely sucks because they're extraordinary. They meant to tour later this year as well. Just to go back for a second, when Dave's in your dreams, what's he usually getting up to?
Oh, that's my my whole past thing, you know.
Yeah, all right, Bev. I think we've had enough. I see where you're going with that, Bev. All right, okay, we'll leave you on hold there. Kiana in Success, good morning. Who'd you dream about?
good morning. I dreamt about Tommy Lee last night.
What?
It was very interesting. I had to look after his Cyclops daughter.
Oh, my God. Hang on a sec. Go back for a moment. His Cyclops daughter. So his... What did she look like? Like just a person with one eye, or was it more like the traditional, you know, fantasy movie Cyclops kind of thing?
It was sort of a combination of him and Pam Anderson. So it was a child with massive breasts. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna lie, it was absolutely terrifying.
Oh my God, that is absolutely wild. Don't know what to say after that. So, Kiana, I'm just gonna leave you there. Good on you.
No worries.
Thanks for calling us this morning with that really weird, weird dream.
This is Pete, Matt and Kimber. Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, I don't know how you're going this week. I've had a bad week of sleep, right? Last few nights, I've just sort of, I think sometimes you get into a pattern and you think it can take a number of days to shake it.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, do you get that? Sometimes you'll find you're waking up in the middle of the night and that will be the case for 5 days, six days. And then maybe the weekend sometimes resets it for you.
Yeah.
But I've had rubbish sleep. And last night was really, I want to say, tossing and turning. I try to lay really still because I don't want to upset my partner, James, because he's trying to sleep and he's a light sleeper. So if I do too much action, move around too much, he's going to get a horrible night's sleep. So it was very gentle, just sort of laying there. But I was really conscious of the fact that I had not slept at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to bed. It was like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I just laid there the entire time.
And isn't it funny how you think throughout that period that you're not sleeping?
Oh, yes.
Like, so the things that you think about, but also the fact that you're thinking about that you're not sleeping.
Yes.
And when am I finally going to get to bed? When am I finally going to go to sleep? And you finally go to sleep and like 15 minutes later, your alarm goes off.
And have I been here for 2 hours or four or half an hour? You lose track of time.
And you're like, you don't really want to see the clock because sometimes that makes it a lot worse. Yeah. So I was just sort of lying there dealing with it, right? But then I started to hear the outside dove. I've got this one dude who comes to visit and he just sits outside the window very close by, it sounds like, and he just does the... Yeah. And it's so repetitive. It's every like that over and over and over. And I realized, oh my God, the sun's coming up.
Yeah, right.
Right? Like it's, I can see there's a little bit of light peeking through the curtains. And I reckon it was shortly after I fell asleep, right? Shortly after, drifted back off. And I thought, my God, it must have taken me all night to fall asleep. I don't know how long I was out for, but I was really rudely awakened because my partner, James, accidentally elbowed me in the face.
Oh, really?
In the face. Like a bed injury. I'd love to come in and go, guys, I've got a bedroom injury. And it'd be something other than copping an elbow really close to my eye socket right here. Got me right on this part of my eyebrow. And it's a little bit, I feel like there's a lump there, but there's probably not. But just missed my eye socket by, you know, Not much, a centimetre or two, and I would have been coming in here with a black eye.
And it's that moment where you have, as you wake up, where you're kind of like in this dazed state as well, where you're like, what just happened? Oh, God. Oh.
And there was, it was so bad. It woke me up.
Did he wake up?
Yes, he woke up and was so apologetic. I mean, it was awful. He was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, stop it. Just don't even talk to him. Mainly because I hadn't slept.
Did you ask him what he was dreaming about at the time?
No, I didn't.
Right, okay.
I didn't because I was like, I guess I'm getting up for work.
Yeah.
I love how considerate you both are. And I wish you'd have a talk to my wife because, as you know, I'm not a tough person. And it's great having a wife with the strongest legs you can ever imagine. She could kick the shit out of anyone. But unfortunately, it's me. It's me in bed. She will just fling those legs. And we've got a king-size bed, and I end up literally tucked in the fetal position in a corner just to stay away from those wonderful legs.
I've kicked Liz out of bed before.
Really?
Like full on, like out of bed you go.
Woken up on the floor.
She's woken up on the floor. She's woken up because she's been kicked out of the bed and bang, on the floor.
I mean, what are we dreaming about? What is happening?
I don't know.
We're like, it's risky going to bed with your partner at night.
Well, it's fun. Like when you put it that way, I mean, really, it's kind of stupid we sleep with anyone in the same bed, isn't it?
When
you think about it.
When my Nana and Pop slept in single beds, they were happy as Larry.
I don't know if
they met up in the middle every now and then, but you get a good night's sleep.
I'm not ready to give it up.
No. Now, of course, my friends, each new era brings new words to describe those things. And you know me, I like to have my finger on the pulse.
Mm.
And in this 2022 that we're now living in, there are a few terms, some of which don't seem that new to me, like breathwork is apparently a big buzzword in 2022.
Is it? I've never heard. I haven't heard that one yet.
Well, look, there are yogis out there who would say this is not new. It's some 4,000 or 5,000 years old.
Yeah, right. Apparently we've been breathing for ages, Pete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crazy. But ever since we crawled out of that lake, hey?
Quite right. But unlike many of these things, there is actual scientific evidence to back this up, that deep breathing and breathing techniques can not only keep you calm, but they can also, you know, help oxygenate your body and heal in ways that, you know, medicine, perhaps you don't even need medicine for. But I think because of the pandemic, a lot of people have been going towards health and wellness, particularly stuff they can do at home. Mm-hmm. So breath work is a big one, as is this other buzzword for 2022, face gym.
Face gym.
Face gym is a way of using rollers and massage tools to give yourself basically a facelift to tone those muscles in the face without using anything chemical, I guess.
Okay.
Or going under the knife.
Is this because people are just on Zoom calls and stuff more often and they're recognising that that's actually how our faces look?
Yes, yes.
It must be a great point. As you know, like I don't know about you guys, but if I'm on a Zoom call, I spend most of it looking at myself.
Oh, totally.
There's only so many angles you can move the laptop on to be like, wow, how do I get this higher without it hurting my arms?
Well, and I learnt from Pete only the other day because we were watching, you know, these days even TV interviews are done via Zoom.
Yeah.
And we were watching a well-known celebrity and Pete went, oh, please, step back from the camera. Please, please.
Oh, some people get right up in the camera like this and it's just that all you can see is face. Like you can't even see ears.
Some of us have got a big face, all right?
No, mate.
It's just how it is.
Get a wide-angle lens, sit back in the chair. Anyway, I'm not going to get caught up in this. I'm not. I'm going to just do some breathing.
Now, here's one that I think that I am doing or we're doing in my household, which is reducitarianism. So, I mean, for example, my wife T and I, we've sort of made the decision that although we do eat meat, we don't want to eat beef or sheep anymore. We just, or indeed pork, we're just going with chicken and fish.
Why? What's the difference?
Well, I tell you why, and it's this is you know, everyone's an individual. There's something for us about, and there's, sorry, poor chickens and poor fish, but there is something so sentient about cows and sheep to me that I can't look at them. And
here we
think
go.
About eating
it's
them.
The chickens don't have big enough eyelashes, Pete.
It is.
They don't have big enough
it's
eyelashes.
Terrible, isn't it?
And,
I know.
And the fish the same.
It's the blank stare.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. I mean, look, I quite happily look past it. But I get it. Like the, you know, it's the blank stare. The chickens have it. Fish have it.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like that blank stare is not present in sheep or beef or, yeah.
And whatever.
So I get it.
Whatever it may be, we all know we need to use less. So perhaps reducitarianism is a way of doing that without going, right, that's it, I'm not doing that anymore. Moderation, perhaps.
Yeah.
Just a couple more. NFTs, we know, non-fungible tokens. That was a new one for me last year. But DeFi, which is decentralized finance, which is a term for crypto.
Yeah, crypto
Bitcoin.
Banking and stuff. Yeah.
I'm still trying to get my head around the stock market. So I might be a while with the DeFi.
Jeez, mate, I wouldn't even bother now.
And no, anyone who's made money was in stock.
Yeah. And finally, Vaxport,
which
of course is the passport for the vaccinated.
It'll last 5 minutes.
So that's the new term, yes.
Yeah, sure.
I love cleaning, and I know that makes me a bit unusual.
Don't go any further. That's fine. That's all we need.
Great.
Yep.
I've got things you could do around my place.
Absolutely.
If you want.
Me too.
I don't know. I think it might be instant reward. You know, it's that gratification of like, I can see what I've done. I can see when I've made something better.
Tell me about it.
When I've cleaned it up. It feels good. Mm. And I think it's something about cleaning my physical space makes my mental space feel clearer.
Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah, I think it is. And you might have noticed over the years that we've worked together here at Mix that I go through phases where I suddenly start scrubbing down the studio or I go, what's all this promotional rubbish that people have left lying around? And I start throwing things in the bin because I become a bit like, if someone else doesn't do it, I feel like I have to.
Mm.
And I try to ignore it. I try to think this is none of my business. If people want to leave their rubbish everywhere, just go past it. But over time, I can't deal with it. And there's a problem at work that I'm ignoring right now that I really want to get stuck into.
Mm.
There's pantry moths in our kitchen, in our work kitchen.
Bum, bum, bum.
What's a pantry moth?
Oh,
because you brought okay. this.
It's what Kimber first... calls the girls in promotion.
If you don't know what a pantry moth is, you don't know what we're about to unleash on our office.
Right.
Because pantry moths are weevils. Yeah. And they live in flour and oats. And I would suggest that someone's brought their cereal in and left it in an open box. And they live in it. They breed in it. And it's disgusting. And they have a life cycle that is ongoing. So they just keep laying eggs. And you just get pantry moths all the live long day in every piece of food you own. And they eat through bags and plastic. And they are awful. Like, if you have to go through your kitchen and get rid of pantry moths, it means literally taking out every single item, examining it, taking it apart, cleaning it, putting it back, scrubbing all the shelves. When I got them in my house at home, I reckon it took us 4 or 5 days to get rid of them.
Can pantry moths come home with you from somewhere?
Yeah.
Of course really? They can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They
They're worse than Omicron. More contagious.
I don't know whether I just let them go. Like, this is the work kitchen and it's none of my business. Do we just let them go crazy in here?
No. You get in there and you fix it.
I don't think I've got the time.
No, I'm sure you can find the time.
They're making me feel nervous.
Hey, come on. Well, you can take Pete's advice or you can take my advice.
What's yours?
To find more awesome podcasts, check out our listener app. And to find out more about how RAC Rescue Helicopters help rescue West Aussies on the roads, bush trucks and seas across WA, check out rac.com.au/RAC Rescue. 94.5.